This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute.
If you paid attention during high school biology, you probably remember that girls are born with all the eggs they'll ever have, whereas guys are churning out sperm pretty much all the time. Now, several new studies in animals from mice to worms suggest that sperm supply is closely tied to demand, and that how much sperm an individual male makes may influence whether females seek multiple mates. One study, published by the Royal Society, showed that mice make more sperm when they compete with romantic rivals. That finding's the first demonstration that a male mammal can adjust his sperm output depending on social circumstance, in this case making more sperm to better the odds that he'll come out on top in a reproductive showdown. Worms take the whole supply and demand thing to the extreme. According to a study published in the journal Current Biology, when females aren't around, one type of nematode worm doesn't make any sperm at all. That kind of abstinence may work for a nematode, but for other species, being stingy with sperm may backfire. According to a paper published in Science, when male fruit flies skimp on the sperm count, females simply mate with more partners. Something male flies might keep in mind if they want to avoid heartbreak this holiday season.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.